From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial travel ban from seven Muslim-majority countries set off more protests Saturday in several cities, including here in Washington, one just blocks away from the White House.
All the things that Trump does, that none of them could be acceptable.
I just think we need to speak up and say this is not okay and this isn't tolerated. And when those things like this happen, we'll come out and speak up.
On Saturday, Mr. Trump criticized a federal judge's decision the day before to temporarily block his executive order, calling the ruling, in his words, ridiculous and vowing to have it overturned. Bob Ferguson is the attorney general in Washington state, where the ruling originated.
Judge Robart's decision, effective immediately, effective now, puts a halt to President Trump's unconstitutional and unlawful executive order.
An official with the U.S. State Department confirmed to VOA on Saturday that people with valid visas will be allowed into the U.S. and said the agency will release more information as soon as possible. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says the country is not immediately considering increasing troops in the Middle East in response to what he called Iran's misbehavior, but warned that Washington and the world cannot ignore Iran's sanctions. Mattis made his remarks Saturday during a visit to Japan, calling Iran the biggest state sponsor of terrorism. And the Philippines is withdrawing from its ceasefire agreement with the country's communist rebels after new fighting left six soldiers dead. President Rodrigo Duterte told the country's troops Friday to get ready to fight. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.